the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, after an absolute tragedy in North Jersey, donations have poured in for loved ones of a Verona grandfather and infant, both killed by a falling tree. 61-year-old Boris Gazin and his 6-month-old grandson, Micah, were laying in a backyard hammock when a tree uprooted and fell on them, according to a GoFundMe for the grief-stunned parents. The young family was visiting cross-country from California when the unthinkable happened last week. President Biden is reiterating his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions, particularly ones reported on college campuses, as pro-Palestinian protesters continue to demonstrate against the war in Gaza and the financial support universities have been giving Israel. At a keynote address at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony on Tuesday, the president says hate-filled speech will not be tolerated.
There is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind.
In New Jersey, politicians on both sides of the aisle are speaking out against the deal Rutgers made with pro-Palestinian protesters last week, with some calling for the state legislature to look into the matter. Panera Bread is pulling the plug on its highly caffeinated charged lemonade after it was blamed for at least 2 deaths, including a New Jersey woman. 21-year-old Sarah Katz of Jersey City died last year after consuming charged lemonade. She had a heart condition and had no idea the drink contained as much caffeine as a Red Bull and Monster Energy drink combined. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Thousands of Taylor Swift fans are following her to Europe after missing out on her U.S. concert tour last year. Swift is kicking off the 18-city Europe leg of her Eras tour on Thursday. The Paris arena where she's performing says Americans bought 20% of the tickets. Around 10,000 people are expected to show up. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 171 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And could we get some severe weather tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.